back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us.
Hey.
Nice to see you, darling.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too, Tim.
And we have word that there might be another Commerce Casino tournament coming up, and we'll have more information over the next couple days. But I know a lot of people have been asking about it, and word came down today that there might be one in the works for August. Is that right? All right. So we'll keep tuning into the show, and we'll have a ton of information for you then. Or if you'd like to email Randy, and Randy will keep up on the emails and tell you when it's going to be, you can email Randy Wang at conwayshow@gmail.com. That's conwayshow@gmail.com. And perhaps, you know, if you love that tournament, email him and tell him you want to be updated. And you'll update people?
I'll update everybody, Timmy.
Wow, look at you, dude. What a stud. All right, it is a little after 9 o'clock. We like to do the news every single day with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
Oh, it's like when the sun goes down, Conway knows what's up.
Turns up the heat.
Oh, bubble. All right, what's going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Tim, there's a lot of news today.
Great.
And leading the news tonight, I'm very sad to say that we bring you some bad news about a woman who was loved by housewives and gay men everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Estelle Getty, the seasoned actress who spent 40 years struggling for success before landing a role of a lifetime in 1985 as the sarcastic grandmother Sophia Petrillo on TV's The Golden Girls, has died.
Oh, that's
terrible.
She's
84 years old and the youngest of all of the cast members, by the way.
At 84,
what?
She was the youngest?
Yeah, she is actually the youngest. That's what was so funny, that she played the mother of Bea Arthur, but she was the youngest out of all
of
them.
Are the rest of them still around?
Yeah, they're still,
Betty White's still around.
There's still Bea Arthur, Rue McClanahan.
Wait, are you sure that they're older than...
I swear to God.
She wasn't 84. Yeah. She was 84?
84. Getty, who suffered from advanced dementia, died about 5:30 today at her Hollywood Boulevard home.
I love that woman.
I do, too. Yeah. She's survived by her sons, Carl and Barry, her brother, David Shear, and her sister, Rosalind Howard.
That is just
weird,
though.
It's a bummer, right?
Yeah.
She looks so much older than the other girls.
No. Nope.
She is hysterical, or...
She's funny. She was quoted as saying she failed the test twice for Golden Girls because she was so young. And at her last test, they let her do one more. They put her in the makeup chair, and she grabs the makeup girl and says, "Hey, this might just be another job to you, but this is my whole career if you F this up." And they just made her up, made her as haggard as possible.
Right.
She got the role.
Good for her.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, at least she got that
great.
One nice role that everyone will remember her
oh,
from.
Oh, yeah.
Did you actually watch
Mannequin?
That show?
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch the show that much, but I thought she was hysterical.
Yeah, I loved it. I own that show.
I own, I think, 5 seasons.
You do?
DVD, yeah.
Golden Girls?
I'm a big fan.
No.
Yeah. There's probably not one episode I haven't seen.
I like the show, but I thought she was by far the most entertaining part.
The breakout.
Of it.
Yeah. She was funny.
Yeah.
That poor woman.
And I loved Betty White.
I love Betty White, too. I really like Betty White.
Originally was supposed to be cast as Blanche.
Oh, really?
Betty White, yes, from her role of Mary Tyler Moore. They really liked her, and they wanted her to be Blanche. She said, I'm going to be Rose.
There you go.
Don't act like I don't know the Golden Girls.
All right. Jesus Christ. Between that and karaoke, I can't wait to read the ratings next time.
Fantastic.
Zero. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, we do have a follow-up to our leading story from last night. Radio talk show host Michael Savage was interviewed by Glenn Beck on Larry King Live regarding the negative things he had to say about children with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't catch that clip, we can go ahead and replay that for you real fast.
All right. Here's Mike Savage talking about kids with autism, man.
The illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is in 99% of the cases. It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. That's what autism is. What do you mean they scream and they're silent? They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life. Stop acting like a putz. Straighten up, act like a man. Don't sit there crying and screaming, idiot. Autism. Everybody has an illness. If I behaved like a fool, my father called me a fool. And he said to me, don't behave like a fool. The worst thing, he said, don't behave like a fool. Don't be anybody's dummy. Don't sound like an idiot. Don't act like a girl. Don't cry. That's what I was raised with. That's what you should raise your children with. Stop at the sensitivity training. You're turning your son into a girl, and you're turning a nation into a nation of losers and beaten men. That's why we have the politicians we have.
Oh, Jesus
wow, he's
Christ.
An a-hole.
Wow, he is really a...
You know,
misinformed here, huh?
Special guy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of misdiagnosis. I totally believe that. But autism is really real. My girlfriend has a child who is autistic. Yeah. And he would act out constantly and yell and scream. And I couldn't stand to be around this kid. I mean, it was, like, so bad. And she went and took these classes with him, and he's a different kid. Like, it's
really?
Like, wow, he's now a normal child. It was just a certain way he
so you
had
think
to be
that Savage is right?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
So you think he's right?
No, he still has that, but it just now you have she had to interact. She had to learn a certain way to interact with him.
Oh, I see.
And
I
a certain
see
way, like when he wakes up, she needs to touch him all over. It's like a weird thing. Yeah. She needs to grab his arms, make sure his feet, like, it's almost like they don't know their bodies.
They're not responsive.
Yeah, and he's totally changed. He doesn't wake up and cry, and he's a brat. It's a very, very calm now, and just certain things that they taught
wow
her what to do. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Totally changed him.
Yeah, I used to be a camp counselor, and we had a lot of autistic kids, and that was a big thing. They like, when they're not wigging, they like
yeah
to be held.
We
so
had
that's
that kid in here a
it
couple months ago who had autism, and what was his name?
And I've got autism too, and I'm loving it.
What's that kid's name? I don't remember that kid's name.
I don't know.
But his dad works for Walk Now.
Yeah, Walk Now for Autism.
Walk Now for Autism. And I've been around some kids with autistic who are autistic, and it's a little more than just their parents not being there, not reprimanding them.
Yeah, not
right,
no, telling them not to act like a fool.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to hear Savage's
yes
response?
Yes, let's hear that.
This is, he's defending himself against his own comments.
All right, Mike Savage. I don't know what the defense is, but here we go.
Well, first of all, truly autistic children need treatment and help, and they should get all of the money and services that are available. My comments are directed at the falsely diagnosed, misdiagnosed, or outright fraudulently diagnosed children who are basically using money that they shouldn't be getting. Glenn, how often have you seen people pull into handicap zones with blue placards who get out of their car and look well, and the minute they see you looking at them askance, they pull out a cane or start hobbling? Those are the people I'm addressing here. And I know there's very little time to cover all of this. I say let the truly autistic be treated. Let the falsely diagnosed be treated. Do you know that right now they have broadened the definition of autism to such a thing as called the autistic spectrum? What does that mean? What is the autistic spectrum? Kids who have a very high IQ or simply late in talking can fall into that category. Should we take people who wear glasses and put them into the blindness spectrum? Should we take people with moles on their face and put them into a category called the cancer spectrum and treat them as such? What I am saying is, many parents, unfortunately, have been urged to let their children be labeled autistic. Why? To get money for speech therapy or other conditions from grants that are available
okay
to deal with autism. These are the problems, Glenn.
I don't think that's true. I don't think a parents would say, hey, I think my kid has autism so I can get a couple of bucks
no
for speech
yeah
therapy.
No way.
Parents want to deny that their kids have yeah it. You know?
But don't you think it was a compelling argument to compare autistic children to a dude with a cane?
Or a mole?
Yeah. I don't know.
Mole,
you know
guys? Yeah.
He
yeah
sometimes, I listen to a Savage, and sometimes, you know, you just, you know, when you're on the air for 5 hours a day, for, you know, 5 days a week, you say stupid things sometimes. It's not, the guy shouldn't be fired for it. I mean, there's a lot of
no
people out there calling for his job
no
for it.
No, no, no.
He just
no
has an opinion that I think is ill-informed. And he also backed off it, too. In the original clip, he said 99%
right
of kids with autism are BSing the system.
Right.
That's got to be a high number. I think that's completely wrong.
And it's funny because things like ADD and ADHD are still so, you know, people don't know if it's real or if it's just behavioral issues from the parents. But he skips ADD and goes right to autism.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
That's odd. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, Christian Bale, who is the star of the new Batman movie, The
Hot
Dark Knight, is denying assault allegations made yesterday by two of his family members.
What?
Yes. The British media said that Bale was arrested after his mother and sister complained that they were assaulted by him at London's Dorchester Hotel on Sunday night.
Was he in the outfit?
He might have been. He might have been, because police say they didn't question the actor Monday because they did not want to interfere with his premiere. So Bale stars as Bruce Wayne, as you already know, in his crime-fighting alter ego Batman in The Dark Knight, the sequel to the 2005 movie blockbuster Batman
Jesus
Begins.
Christ. What bad timing.
Yeah.
Totally.
That Batman is arrested for pushing around his family.
His sister and his mother. Maybe she was trying to straighten his bow tie and he elbowed her. I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible. I really hope it's not true. But I really hope like it wasn't as bad as...
Oh, that'd be so great to see that interrogation of this guy.
And maybe
I guess he's dragged in the office, dragged in the police office today for 4 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the police station. He was dragged. Christian. His ass dragged in. And I guess for 4 hours, he was doing some speed rapping.
Or maybe he's just not giving any money to his family, and they're upset, and then they're like, you know, falsely
That's
accusing
possible.
Him.
Yeah. But how great is it? The premiere of Batman is a huge hit, and then the Monday after, Batman gets arrested for pushing his family around.
I don't mean to be, you know, take it down a notch here, but do you that's think so it's the classic. Curse of the Dark Knight here?
It's possible.
They're dropping.
Yeah, that's
it's
very
possible,
true.
It's possible, man.
I wonder what else is going to happen.
No, I don't say that.
Christ,
that's
Batman.
Like, remember that ghost, what's that ghost movie where they all died? Poltergeist.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Yeah, yeah,
like people
yeah.
on set died, the grips and the Ooh. Little girl and then the older daughter.
Yeah.
They all just kind of died.
I hope that's not happening.
Oh, man. I don't know who pushes their sister mom around, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't do it.
Right? I hope he didn't.
Maybe made a little more sense if he was going to the premiere of American Psycho, which he starred in,
right.
but not
right.
Bruce Wayne.
Right. No,
Bruce Wayne wouldn't do this to his family.
No. Maybe Batman. Maybe the kid, the sister, has autism. And Batman was just trying to defend Savage.
Tell her to stop acting like a fool.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut
the F up.
Don't be a putz.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ.
You're going to be a wimp.
It is so classic.
We're raising a nation of losers.
Yeah.
God damn. All right. Nobody gets any slack anymore. All right. So Batman is arrested for kicking ass on his sister. All right. What else is going on in the news, Gina
Well,
Grant?
Finally, this will lighten the mood. On this morning's Morning Joe on MSNBC, co-host Tiki Barber asked guest Dan Rather about his feelings regarding the recent hot water Jesse Jackson found himself in with his connection to his, off-mic comments about Barack Obama.
Right.
You're stupid.
In the middle of praising Jackson, though, Rather gravely confused Barack Obama with another popular political figure. And surprisingly, nobody on the panel reacted in
what?
Any way. Yeah. They just let it slide.
Dan Rather, everybody.
With Jesse Jackson, and I recognize this is not popular to say with a lot of people, I have a great respect for Jesse Jackson, that he was an important figure in paving the way for Osama bin Laden to appear. But this is one of those things that I think by the time we get to the conventions, nobody's going to remember it. It doesn't count for very much.
So according to Dan Rather, it's going to be John McCain versus Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, but only because the Reverend Jesse Jackson paved the way for Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
That's unreal.
But don't you have to sort of think that to say that?
Wow.
Yeah. What, you know?
Oh, Dan Rather. You don't get crazier than this old kook. But listen to what he says here.
It was an important figure in paving the way for Osama bin Laden to appear. But this is one of those things that I think by the time we get to the conventions...
But he didn't even catch himself.
Nobody,
not at all.
And nobody corrected him.
I'm wondering, because I didn't see the actual video, do you think people were kind of looking at each other or they just all were oblivious and thinking about their shopping list or whatever?
Well, I don't think Dan Rather's a guy that you correct. I mean, he's a tremendous a-hole.
I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Dan Rather?
Yeah.
One
Seems
of the
so nice.
Biggest a-holes on the planet. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I like Dan Rather, too.
Oh,
what a bummer.
Nah. That makes me like him more for some reason.
Yelling
an old,
at people.
Like, crotchety.
He's the worst. He is the worst. I'll tell you a story off the air about Dan Rather.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I can't tell on the air because I get sued
for
it.
Well, can you imagine if Tiki Barber corrected Dan Rather? Like, who's Tiki Barber to correct Dan Rather? It's not even a real...
I didn't say Osama. It's not what
Go
I said.
Go throw the pigskin around and stop talking.
Yeah, you're a football player, not an interviewer.
Dan Rather. And by the way, this Dan Rather has no idea what he's in for, but he's suing CBS, right? And now it's going to be Sumner Redstone and Leslie Moonves, who are going to be testifying against this clown.
What happened?
Well, when he did the fake documents to try to bust Bush's balls.
Yeah.
Well, he was sort of like, I guess, I don't know, perhaps forced to resign.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're going to. And anyway, so he left CBS and then he's suing CBS. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's saying that the team, they didn't back him, that they're the ones that came up with it and gave it to him, and they were supposed to follow through and make sure they were real and make sure all the informants were it was right and blah blah blah, and that they didn't do that, and they felt
they left him high
they
and
left
dry.
Him hanging, and they put him on air doing that, so.
But I'm not sure, I don't know what if Sumner Redstone is I guess he's gonna have to testify or go before the grand jury. But the one guy in Hollywood, the one man that you never want to go up against in a court of law, and who, according to some friends I know in Hollywood who are, like big shots. Les Moonves is the smartest man in the courtroom when he enters it. The one guy you don't want to go up against is this Les Moonves.
Battle between Les Moonves and Dan Rather should be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the smartest lawyer and the smartest guy in all of show business.
Wow.
And this guy's going to go up against, Dan Rather. It's going to be a joke.
Oh.
All right. Dan Rather again.
Jesse Jackson. That he was an important figure in paving the way for an Osama bin Laden to appear.
For an Osama bin Laden? Where's the "an" come from?
For
Osama bin Laden type
figure. Of person.
Yeah,
he's being grammatically
correct.
Has he said anything about my gosh, I'm so sorry, I...
Not to any of our knowledge.
He called Barack Obama Osama bin Laden.
I mean,
and it wasn't just like, Osama Obama. There was no stumble. It was a very deliberate Osama bin Laden.
It seemed very deliberate.
He called him Osama bin Laden.
Do you think, I'm not saying he does, but do you think he's going to blame it on some sort of dementia or early onset Alzheimer's?
I don't know. But, when CBS goes to fight this Dan Rather in court, they should just bring this tape. And say, this is why he's not on the air anymore. Yeah. He is losing it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Danny. Dan Rather, man. We can't wait till that guy is sitting up at Forest Lawn. All right.
Tim.
He's one of the worst individuals alive.
I got to hear this story when we go to break. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty bad story.
I,
as a matter of fact, I should just tell it on the air.
Yeah.
I don't give a rat's ass. No. I got to see. Well, anyway, it has to do with. I got to check with my brother to make sure this story is true, and then I'll tell it tomorrow.
Okay.
But it has to do with his daughter, with Dan Rather's daughter.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah. And not very flattering. Huh. I mean, it has to do with him, with Dan Rather.
Something
but it has
like
something,
calling her like can't a little be good.
No.
Nothing like that.
But
this doesn't sound good.
As a matter of fact, I'll
like
call my
Alec Baldwin.
Call my brother during the commercial break and ask him if the story is indeed true.
Okay.
And if it is, then I'll tell it on the air and let the S fly.
Goosebumps.
All right. What else is happening in the news there, Gina Grad?
Tim, that is everything.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes. And we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
Oh, that's really? Really? Can you hear him?
What?
Dan Rather's on the phone. It's a cease and desist on the story. No?
All right.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know. You're sorry, Danny. All right. Before we take a break here, Jamie Gwen is on the station. You know who she is? Chef Jamie Gwen.
Chef Jamie. We had a show right after her.
Is that right?
On Saturday.
Sorry. I was listening to her on Sunday.
Sunday or Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. I would consider her a friend of mine. And she does a cooking show from 9 to 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I think I know her well enough I could bust her balls, right? This is a spot that she did. I was listening on the way in, coming from the valley into work on Sunday.
What do I love about Bristol Farms? Oh, let me count the ways. Bristol Farms is truly an extraordinary food store, and they are committed to offering the finest assortment of fresh and specialty foods from around the world. That's why they've been rated the number one market in quality and service in Southern California. And Bristol Farms does so many things so well. When you walk in their store, it's not something you see in every store. Have you seen the Truffle Case? Chocolate truffles, the only grocery store in the U.S. that features Godiva. What a great go-to gift. What about their cheese section? Did you know that there are 360 cheeses from around the world? That's one for every day plus 8 extra for Sundays.
Really?
Let's listen to that and maybe drag our calculators out again.
360 cheeses from around the world. That's one for every day plus 8 extra for Sundays.
Are you serious?
Yes. How many days in the year does Jamie Gwen think there are?
That's really bad. Didn't anybody
352?
Did nobody take a look at that?
I guess.
You know the only reason I know how many days there are there in the there's a song.
Yeah.
365 days in the year. I want to say, yeah.
360 cheeses from around the world. That's one for every day plus 8 extra for Sundays. I have to
That's all unbelievable. Right.
But she is a great chef, man. She made a meatball sandwich that I still can still taste, and she made it for us like 7 or 8 months ago.
For the show?
Yeah.
Like she brought it in?
She brought in meatball sandwiches, and she makes the sauce herself. She sent me the recipe, but I can't make it like she can. But it was meatball sliders, and man, that is one hell of a cook.
Yeah.
All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Let's take a quick call here and then press on. Brian in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, so anyways, about the Christian Bale thing, I was reading about it online today. And in the UK, verbal assault actually is the same as, like, the physical assault or battery.
Oh, is that right?
That's what he's actually being charged with. It's not. He didn't actually lay hands on his sister or his mom. They just had some argument outside the hotel. And
yeah. Well, the LA Times said he lashed out.
Yeah, really? Like he was screaming at them. He didn't actually touch them. He was just yelling at them. And so
I see.
That's a terrible thing to say, assaulted, because everybody's going to think it was physical
assault. Yeah, everyone thinks that he like beat up his mom.
Right. Yeah, he beat up his mom. Like Batman took apart his mom and his sister.
Exactly. Ridiculous.
All right, dude. Thanks for clearing that up, man.
All right.
According to LA Times, and I guess they're still in business down there, Christian Bale denies assault. That's the big headline. The Batman actor is arrested and released by London police after his mother and his sister file a complaint. How bad if an assault is when mom and dad are heading down to the police station to file a complaint?
If it's really verbal, he must have threatened them physically.
Did Batman attack his family? Did Batman lay a hand on his sister?
Will Christian Bale get out of jail in time for the European premiere?
Tune in tomorrow on the same Bat channel, same Bat time. It
That's
says
awesome.
Here, Christian Bale was arrested and released Tuesday. And then he denied allegations, made by his mom and his sister, that he had assaulted them on Sunday night.
Wow.
Sunday night?
Remember, they're a day ahead.
But wasn't the premiere Monday?
So
like the night before his big premiere in Batman, he's getting mom and the sister all crazy.
You know, I saw that movie yesterday. And it just made me want to ride my motorcycle. All the fun cars and the bikes.
Oh, yeah.
The Envy of Goose. And then he gets on that really, like, cool, it's all CG, all computer graphics. But that motorcycle, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh. And I just, all I want to do is ride after that.
Is there a scene in there? Is there a scene in Dark Knight where Batman punches out his mom?
Yeah, at the very end, if you stay till the end of the credits.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He punches his mom and then a big pow sign appears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is there a scene where he runs over his sister with that motorcycle?
Exactly. You got to stay till the very end.
Right, yeah.
It says the rest was reportedly delayed until after Monday night's premiere of The Dark Knight. The British press reported that Bale was accused of lashing out at his mom and his sister Sunday in his suite at the downtown hotel. Dorchester. The Dorchester Hotel. Mm. Wow. Bale was questioned by police for hours Tuesday morning and released. Look at that, man.
I wonder what's going to come of it. I wonder if they're going to drop the charges. And if it really was a verbal assault, that's pretty sad that his mom and sister had to go to the police.
Well, it says here in another article by Reuters coming out of India that he's got to return to jail. He says when asked if Bale had been arrested and released on bail... a police spokeswoman said the 34-year-old male, sounds like a Dr. Seuss arrest here, had been...
Bail,
listen to
bail,
this.
Male.
When asked if Bale had been arrested and released on bail, a police spokesman said the 34-year-old male had been bailed to return to a police station on a date in September. So he's got to go back to court or back to the police station in September. The wording is usual for the way the British police handle crap over there. Doesn't say that, but that's what it says. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
Guys, the biggest premiere in the history of motion pictures, and the star gets arrested for assault on mom and the sister. Now, see, that's not what Batman would have done. Batman would have done that. Would not have done that. That's out of character.
He would
of
have killed them and buried the bodies.
He would have, saved. If somebody was assaulting his mom and his sister, he would have saved them, not piled on.
Well, there's a dark side of Batman too.
Is there?
Oh,
is there a dark side to Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Now looking at his picture, I'm like, oh yeah, that guy looks guilty. He looks like
just
like
looking
a little,
at his picture.
Yeah, he looks a little deranged.
Do you ever see him in a movie called The Machinist?
I did not.
I think
that.
It's his best film to date.
Christian Bale,
pretty gnarly film. Yeah.
Now when I look at him, he looks like angry. Looks like he could knock mom and his sister out.
It looks like if he bit you, you'd be in big trouble. You see those sharp teeth in his mouth?
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons why you should never invite your mom or your sister to the premiere. Because, you got to get your rest, and you got to get your buzz on and get the chicks and enjoy yourself. And mom and the sister were probably the buzz kills.
Yeah.
They're probably like...
bugging him?
Yeah.
When are you
going
to take us shopping? You've made
no
a lot
more.
Of money with that Batman movie you did.
There's no more nuts in the little refrigerator. Shut up, mom. Shut up. Trying to sleep in here. Batman, man. Arrest him. All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. All right, now, Carrie Caseman and I have something in common. We break the law every day.
Yes, we do.
And I want to know real quickly how many people are still doing this. But I have one of those parrot systems in the big car, my wife's car,
right.
A hands-free thing. But in my car, I don't have one, in my the car that my Subaru. And so I talk on the phone all day, and I try to use the little earpiece, but I never get around to it.
I keep losing it.
And I pick up the phone, and I was scared the first week.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Yeah.
Scared?
I was a scared.
I would go with just scared.
I was a scared.
Yeah.
You kind of got to tremble when you say it. I was a scared.
I was a scared the first week. The first week I was totally scared.
Right.
Of getting caught. Now I don't give a rat's ass. I talk on that cell phone.
I'm scared.
I drive
still.
Around. You do. You
but
are.
But you have to explain to people how you do it.
I
to
hold
hide.
It on my shoulder. I put my cell phone on my shoulder and both hands on the wheel, so it looks like I'm just. I got a.
Isn't that hands free? Isn't that hands free?
I guess it's not. I don't know. It's
I mean, wouldn't that be hands free?
But there are a considerable amount of people like myself and Carrie Kasem are still on those cell phones.
And you know,
driving
I find
around.
It. I find that if I'm on the freeway, I'm safe. Because I can see everything. I just keep looking, scanning back and forth. It's really when you get to a light,
right.
You know, that I worry. So most of the time, I keep the phone off or I put on speaker and try and talk that way, which never works out too well. But the minute I'm flying on that freeway, I can pick up and make my phone calls.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're at a stoplight, you shouldn't be arrested for talking on the phone because you're not driving.
Well, you can be.
I know.
And you know
sucks.
that stupid little thing that you plug into the side of your phone
right.
makes your battery die so fast.
Is that right?
It's awful. Yeah, so I not only do I have to have my little hands-free device stuck inside of my phone, I now have to plug it into the car so it just stays awake.
Boom. Look at that.
And alive.
All right, folks, do a lot of people out there, are you still breaking the law? Like myself and Carrie Kasem. Jeannie, are you breaking the law every day?
Yes, for the exact reason that Carrie just described. That damn battery just gets sucked dry when you use those things.
Oh,
I'm trying
that.
To be
a good
citizen.
I didn't know that affected it.
Yeah, yes. But it's like it's stupid. You only get your phone for half the day that way.
That's very true. So you have to plug it in. You seriously have to plug it in.
My phone doesn't make a car charger, so I'm just effed.
What kind of phone do you have?
The Blackjack. It's the poor man's BlackBerry.
Oh, Jesus.
That's terrible. Christ.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. You're still busting that law every day and keeping that cell phone up to your ear. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Not only do I break that law, but I will probably break the new one coming into existence that, you're no longer allowed to, after the year, I believe 2010, you can't get plastic bags in a grocery store anymore?
What? So we'd rather tear down the trees instead of recycle the plastic.
And you
sense.
Can't have a styrofoam cup anymore in a government office in the city of Los Angeles.
So wait, are we going to all have to go with those bags, those like green
bags? You
have
to bring your own bag.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen now?
Or you can bring your own plastic bag. You
oh,
can bring
okay.
your own plastic
okay.
bag.
Okay, I see.
They just can't supply them to you.
I see.
So go out there and buy as many plastic bags as you can.
Wow.
And bring them to the market. But in the future, the guys who pack those groceries for you, what are they called? The
grocery packers?
Baggers.
Baggers. That he no longer will have to say paper or plastic.
Well, they're no longer going to have a job.
It's just going to be paper. And they're going to charge you 3 to 5 cents for every paper bag.
Jesus oh, so you Christ. Really do. They are really going to still cut down the trees and use the paper. Hopefully it's all yes. recycled. Hopefully, right?
I don't know. I don't
that
think
doesn't make any sense.
I know. But you know what? Nothing in this, you know, there's so many laws now in Los Angeles and in the state of California that you have no idea when you're driving. You know, you might go into Burbank or in Calabasas where you can't smoke, Burbank where you can't smoke. You might drive down to Beverly Hills where you can't smoke. You might drive into an area where, you know, there are loud balloons and they don't allow plastic bags. I mean, every little city has their own, you know, rules and regulations. And it's getting ridiculous what, you know, what you can and can't do anymore.
Well, at least we're not like China.
Well, it'll soon be like China.
Yeah.
It's getting that
You
way.
Know about that city where they put all the cameras and everywhere?
Yeah.
So they can't, the town that can't get together and congregate?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's going to be
you
Los
think
Angeles.
That's going to happen?
All right. Let's talk to Chad in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
You busted that law, dude?
Oh, yeah, man. I tried using the headsets, those Bluetooth things,
right.
And I felt like I was pressing it on my ear as hard as I can go in the freeway because I couldn't hear anything.
Right.
So it was the same thing as using a regular phone. So the next day, I started using a regular phone, and I got a ticket. Yeah, the cop pulled me over for that and a seatbelt, and I said, please tell me I was speeding or something. Don't give me a ticket like that.
Wait, what kind of car do you drive that it's that noisy? Do you have a convertible?
Yeah, I have a SL, Mercedes SL convertible.
Good for
nice,
you.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Chad, when you got the ticket, what is it going to cost you now?
I have no idea. I haven't got the thing yet. It's just a court date on the August 15th.
Was it LAPD?
Yeah, it was LAPD.
It's 70. I'll tell you how much it is. It comes out to about $76 with tax and everything included.
With the with the phone.
Yeah.
What about the seatbelt?
Oh, the seatbelt, I don't know.
And the cops knew nothing about it. I said, is this a moving violation? Do I have to go to traffic school?
It's not a moving violation. You just have to pay it. And it doesn't go on. Well, it doesn't go on.
I think the seatbelt one's a big one.
Yeah, but there's no point for the, no points go on your record when you use a cell phone.
Yeah, what about the seatbelt?
I don't know.
I think the seatbelt you can.
Carrie, how do I get invited to your birthday?
Start getting in her
can
life.
Can we do a contest? Can we do a contest?
Yeah, you wanted to give out a
Hit me up on my MySpace.
Oh, excellent.
Go
I'll
to CarrieKasem.com, send a photo. I'm going to do it just like the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Got to send your photo, your resume. No, I'm kidding.
Look at that.
Yeah, start hanging out with her. And then, like in 2 years when she warms up to you, she'll invite you.
If you've got like a great motorcycle I ride all the time, you can always catch me at... Like, I don't know.
All right, Chad.
Neptune's Net or
all right.
The Rock Store, Cook's Corner.
Real
I'm
quickly,
there.
Andy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right. You still breaking that cell phone law?
I absolutely am breaking that cell phone law.
Good for you.
I'm just too lazy to go out and get a new system right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the only way we can defeat this law is if everybody breaks the law. And, you know, everybody constantly is breaking that law, and nobody... you know, everyone pays the $25 or $75 or $77, whatever it is. And eventually the cops just say, F it. Everyone is breaking the law. I'm not busting anybody for it anymore. You know?
They're just going to make so much money, and they're going to be happy making money.
I don't know how much money they can make, though. It's only $77.
That's
it takes the
so
cop,
bad.
You know, what, 15 minutes to write the ticket?
Yeah.
Or 10 minutes to write the ticket?
You know what blew me away when I went to New York when they first had that hands-free, you couldn't, you know, talk? As all the taxi cab drivers, I thought they were talking to me. So I would just
say,
what'd you say?
Yeah, right.
What'd you say? And they're on the phone.
Yeah.
No idea. But yeah. It's kinda...
Someone's going to get their ass kicked over because a guy cut me off the other day, and I rolled down the window and, you know, blasted away at him. And he started blasting away at me, you know, F you, your mother F, and we sort of got into it. And then I was like driving away. We forgot about it, right? You know, we didn't get out and punch each other in the face. It was just over, right? So he's driving down the street. He pulls up next to me like two blocks later. And he goes, you son of a bitch. I'm like, I turn around. I'm like, hey, you still going at me? He goes, I'm on the phone. He's on the phone now. Yeah, he's yelling at some other a-hole on the phone.
Hey, Tim, we have audio of this.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
You mother effer, shut the F up. You want an answer? You want an F and answer? You want a goddamn cut down there? You mother effing see I'll come down there. Shut the F up. I was asked a question. You want an answer? You want to shut the F up? Shut the F up.
Oh, man.
You
know.
Effing turds! You're a bunch of turds! You shut the F up! Shut the F up!
You're a bunch of turds. That's so great. The audience that came out there to see everybody, you're a bunch of turds.
Is that Steckler?
Yeah.
Oh.
He used to do it on a regular basis.
Serious?
Oh, yeah. He was
Are you serious?
Kidding?
pissed as hell. All right, we got to take a break here, and we'll come back with Carrie Kasem is with us. You still break that law every day, 520-9710. You're still holding that cell phone up to that head of yours. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kasem's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's so frustrating as a trip from town to town. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Carrie Kasem is with us.
That's me.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
You're still out there breaking that law, man, holding that cell phone up to your head.
You know, when I ride, though, you can't.
You can't talk on the phone.
Yeah, there's some people that do ride with a cell phone on a motorcycle, and they
stick
it in. That's
got to be dangerous, huh?
It's unbelievable. Messengers I see doing it all the time,
oh, yeah,
and they're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Gus. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, you breaking that law, dude?
You know what? I'm not, but I was actually listening to your conversation about the Bluetooth. There's only certain Bluetooth, like the Jawbone 2, that actually lasts for the whole day, so it actually doesn't drain your battery. It's actually that good.
Oh, all right, well, that's interesting.
Can you get it with Sprint?
Actually, you get it for AT&T. That's what I work for, actually.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
So, it's really great. It lasts for the whole entire day. You could talk for, like, 5-6 hours, and it's still good for the rest of the day.
But so Bluetooth is only AT&T?
It's called the Jawbone 2.
Oh, okay.
It's a
Bluetooth. It's called Jawbone 2.
Right, well, yeah, we got it, dude. All right, thanks. Let's talk to Mike. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
Hey, so I live in Rancho Cucamonga, Inland Empire, right? I went and bought the...
I'll take your word for it.
I went and bought the Bluetooth because of this law, even though I don't obey, right, you know, too many laws. They break all of them. But anyway, I decided to do that so I wouldn't get pulled over. And went out to L.A. the other day, West L.A., downtown. No one cares. Everyone's driving with their phone to their ear talking.
I know. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Yeah, no one cares. So I was like, you know what?
And here's what I suggest, too, Mike. If you ever get pulled over by LAPD or Rancho Cucamonga cops or whatever, and they pull you over and the cop says, I'm going to give you a ticket for talking on the cell phone, that's your opportunity and your obligation to say, oh, am I going to get the ticket, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, all right, well, I'm going to continue the conversation. And then just keep talking to whoever you're talking to on the phone. F them all.
They could really mess with you then. They'll look at your front plates. They'll see if you're, you know,
expired
in any way.
Too many laws and regulations.
Oh, come on.
We all have to drive because some idiots, you know, can't.
Somebody's going to take your advice.
Some moron cannot drive while talking on the cell phone. I've been doing it for 12 years without an accident. I should have a license to do it.
But what's so ridiculous is you can still text.
I know. And when you dial the number, you got to look at it anyway.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we have one of the world's greatest doctors in, and he does, amongst other things, he does, I don't know what they call it now, I guess, what is it, sexual relocation? What is it? Let's put the doctor on here. What's the name of the term for it?
Reassignment.
Sexual reassignment.
I would really like my private parts to come off my chest.
He turns chicks into dudes and dudes into chicks. And Southern California is the capital of that. There are so many lunatics that are looking to change plumbing.
Yeah.
Real quickly, you ever have a guy go to a girl and then he wants to go back to a guy?
Fortunately, in my practice, I haven't. I did have one male to female where I removed, female to male where I removed his breasts.
Right.
And then came back a few years later and decided he really wanted to be a female after all. That doesn't happen.
All right. And that's why we know him, because that guy who wanted to do that is Randy Wang. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.